Well, mums and dads, boys and girls, it's really lovely to be here with you tonight on this very special occasion. And tonight, boys and girls, I want to read one single verse to you from the Bible. You don't need to look it up. I would far rather that you would listen very carefully to what is being read. And then while we tell the story tonight, I want you to think, why did Uncle Robert pick that verse? What has it got to do with this story? And then maybe at the end, you might be able to come to me and tell me the answer. Now, boys and girls, we've only got a couple of things we want to tell you tonight before we read this verse. I want you to sit up ever so well tonight. You've been doing pretty good so far. And I want you to have your arms really well folded. There's a special reason for that. My watch isn't working very well. And I'm looking for a new watch. And if you boys and girls all fold your arms nicely, then I'll be able to look up and down the rows and see if there's any nice watches. And you might give me your watch to keep at the end. And my wife, she's also looking for a nice bracelet. So girls, you show your arms folded and I look up and down and see if I can talk you into giving me your nice bracelets. But even more important than that, I want to reward some people tonight. I have brought with me tonight this case. This case, we've talked about this case all week long. There's a lot of things in this case all week long that everybody was wanting to know what was in and didn't get to find out, only a few people. People were ringing me and texting me and annoying me and saying, what's in that case, Uncle Robert, can I find out? But of course, it was only the best people got to find out. But tonight we've got something completely different in the case, and I want you to watch out for that later on. But tonight, while we do the story and while we are here, I've come to the front because I want to watch very carefully at who's sitting the very best. Because I have brought my fishing rod with me. And this little fishing rod, there's no fish in it. We have got a few goodies in it. And if I happen to see you sitting really well, and I've spotted somebody already, can't believe how well this fella's sitting. He's got his arms folded, he's even doing this. And if you're sitting really well, all of a sudden you'll get something out of the fishing. You take one thing out there. Look at that. Good man. You see how easy that was? Now, as well as that, a little later on, while we're doing the story, I might stop and ask one or two little questions. Now, if you know the answer, don't shout out. If you know the answer, just slip your hand up ever so quietly. I'll spot you, and if you get it right, you get something out of the fishing net. Okay? So watch out for that during the meeting. Now, let's get to this wonderful verse. You sit up, do you listen, do you hear this? This is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and it says there in verse 17. Are you listening? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You remember that? Let's have a wee quick word of prayer, and then we're going to go straight into our story and show you some of the things we've brought tonight in our case and let you see what's in there. Let's just close our eyes and let's just pray nice and quiet. And you listen carefully, for we might just be praying for you in the meeting tonight. Nice and quiet, let's pray. Our dear Lord and Heavenly Father, we just come unto Thee in our Savior's name. And we come unto Thee, O Lord, because we're so anxious not to run on ahead of Thee. We're so anxious, O Lord, not to take away the glory from Thee tonight. O Lord, we're so, Lord, anxious to want to give Thee the honor and the glory. We want Thee, O Lord, to take control of this meeting. We ask, O Lord, that Thou would give us the fullness and the infilling of the Spirit of God. Our words are absolutely nothing. No, Lord, we cry unto Thee that Thou would take Thy word and apply it to our hearts. And those that are out of Christ tonight, help them to realize that they can be a new creature in Christ. All things will be passed away and all things will become new. Grant it to be so tonight, for we ask it in our Savior's wonderful and precious name. Amen. Okay, that was really good. I didn't hear a peep. Let's get the case open. Are you sitting up? You got your arms folded? Let's get this up here first of all. That in place. That's there. That's great. Everything's in the case. Okay, now, Boys and girls, I have noticed this week that the weather has been really, really good. And it reminded me of something that used to happen to me whenever I was a wee boy, about your age. There's a girl sitting there, really good. Well done, good girl. Slip your hand in there quickly. Super job. Okay, one of the aunties, she thought that was for her there, didn't she? Okay, now, I used to remember as I was a wee boy, when the weather was good, my mum would say to me, and she would say to my big sister, get your coat and get your shoes, we're going out. And then my mummy would go into the kitchen and she would come back out and she'd have two big bags like this here. One for me and one for my sister. And boys and girls, slip your hand up if you think you can tell me where were we going. Where were we going with that bag of bread? Let's have a wee look now. Don't be shouting out or making a fuss. We'll go, let me see here. We'll go over to this side here. No, they're making a fuss. We'll go back over to this side here. This man here. Very close, but I'll give you one anyway. There's a better answer than that. That girl in the back. Where are we going? Yeah, we were. Even better than that. Let's go back over to this side. They seem a lot cleverer crowd. Okay. Now, try to get as far back as that man there. That's right. You slip your hand in there too, Ryan. You got it too. Okay, I'm running out of sweets. I better stop asking questions. I'll have to get some of these men to put pound coins in here. That'd be good, wouldn't it? Okay, to feed the ducks. We were going to feed the ducks. Brilliant. I used to love going to feed the ducks whenever I was small. Slip your hand up if you've ever been to feed the ducks. Oh, not even any of them mums and dads. None of them ever fed the ducks ever. Look at that. Hands all down. I used to love going to feed the ducks because you got your bag of bread and you went away down and you started to throw the bread out all over. And the ducks would just come in and they would eat away and they would really gobble it all up. But my sister was awful smart. She was older than me. And you see, I was firing in whole half rounds of bread and the bread was disappearing like mad. And in about 5 seconds, I had no bread left. Not much fun feeding the ducks if you have no bread left. My sister, she would just pull off wee bits and she was there for ages. And it's no fun when you have no bread left. Maybe you go to feed the ducks. That's what I used to do. But maybe there's a boy or girl here, and the problem is, there's no duck pond near where you live. Well, you can do something else, and this is coming to the time of year when you can do this. Are you listening, girls? At this time of year, when it starts to get cold and get wintry, you might do what I used to do. I still do this. I love doing this. I would get wee bits of food and wee bits of bread and different things, and I put them out in our backyard. Maybe you people in Ballymena, you have a conservatory or something, or a patio. We had a backyard, and we used to put out the bits of food in the backyard. And then before we went in to go to school, we would sneak behind the curtain, and we would look out. And what was happening? They were indeed. Did you ever do that, did you? It's good, isn't it? Good girl. Okay. The birds would all come and they would eat the bread. And it was great fun seeing all the different types of bird coming into your garden really close and eating up all the bread. And they had everything. There's never a crumb left. They had everything. Hope you eat everything when you get something to eat. But boys and girls, I want you to think for a second. What would it be like? Could you imagine what it would be like if the birds came and fed you instead of you going to feed the birds? That would be really strange, wouldn't it? And yet, boys and girls, whenever I read my Bible and I turn over there to 1 Kings chapter 17, that's exactly what happened. There was a man there called Elijah, and the birds came and they fed him twice a day. He got a big breakfast and he got a big supper, all laid out for him. Just had to put his napkin on there and just wait for it to happen. And there they came. And boys and girls, I wonder if you know that story. You see, what had happened was this. There was a famine in the land. God was dealing with sinful men. And there was a famine in the land. And God had hidden his servant Elijah far away. And boys and girls, because of the famine, there was no food. And God sent a certain bird to feed Elijah twice a day. I wonder if there's any boy and girl here who thinks that they know what type of bird. Let's see how many sweets. Oh, last one. Hope you get it right, or I'll be in trouble. That man in the middle. Very good. Well done. I'd come down and meet you, and you come and meet me. Okay, then I'll just come to you. Okay. Last one. Look at that. It's empty. We'll have to get pound coins next, won't we? Okay. He's right. God sent the ravens to feed Elijah. Now, boys and girls, that was a wonderful miracle. But I don't think it was the biggest miracle in the Bible. Think of the feeding of the 5,000. That was a big miracle, wasn't it? All them people fed. Think of that other miracle in the Bible. It was an epic miracle. That's a big word. I had to look that up. An epic miracle. Whenever the sea was opened and hundreds of thousands of the children of Israel fleeing from Egypt went across the Red Sea. It wasn't even a noisy miracle. Like that miracle we read off of the walls of Jericho coming tumbling down. No, this was just a small miracle. Girls, God sent the raven to feed this man, Elijah. But it was a miracle. And you know, there's something special about this miracle. I want to share this with you tonight. The specialness of this miracle is all about the fact that there was a great change. That's the secret. A great change had to happen in the nature of these birds before God could use them. And you see that great change? Each one of us here need the same great change. Each one of us here need that miracle in our lives. Now, I'm going to tell you some things about the raven. Now, this side's sitting really well. Let's have a look. Oh, that side's sitting better. Well, maybe it's this side. Let's have a wee look. Now, I need you to sit exactly as you are, not to move, and definitely no shouting, and definitely no making noise, and no laughing, because I have brought with me tonight in the case a raven. Now, I need you to be really quiet, because he doesn't like any noise. He doesn't like any sudden movement. He doesn't like any running in and out to the toilets. He doesn't like anything like that. He likes you to sit up really well and to watch. I have brought my wee friend tonight, the raven. You ready? He doesn't like any noise. There he is. There he is. There's the raven. No noise. Boys and girls, I want to tell you a little bit about this raven that God used to feed Elijah. Now you listen carefully, and then we'll be finished. You see, boys and girls, God had to change the nature of this little bird so that it could be of any use to him, so that it could please him and serve him. God has to change you. And the first thing I want to tell you about this bird, boys and girls, mums and dads, is this. This bird by nature is a very, very selfish bird. It only thinks of itself. It doesn't think of anybody else. It doesn't care about anybody else. It's a very greedy, selfish bird. In actual fact, this bird will fight off any other bird. It'll peck and it'll cause all kinds of havoc for the smallest bit of food. Won't share. In fact, even the little chicks in the nest sometimes will call out for food. And there's plenty of food. But the parents are so selfish and so greedy, they won't share with even their own little chicks. You can read about that in the book of Job. Job tells us about that. These birds are very selfish. You see, this old raven is a picture of you and me tonight. All of us here. Oh, we have all kinds of things in our lives. It might not be selfishness. Probably is, because to an extent we're all self-centered. We're all me first and everybody else second. All greedy. So many things that this bird has as the same as you and me. Because we're sinful, wicked, and by nature we're prone to do what's wrong. And boys and girls, God alone can change that by a miracle. But that's the first thing. The second thing, boys and girls, is this. This bird is a very unclean bird. It is filthy and it is dirty. Now, there's two reasons for that. Two reasons for that. The first reason, most importantly, is because God in His Word says that these birds are filthy. And whenever God says something, that's the argument over. That's the debate over. That's the discussion over. God's Word is truth. Every word is pure. And boys and girls, God says that this bird is unclean. There's a chapter there in Leviticus, and there's a list of all the animals that God told His people not to touch, unclean. And this little raven is in the middle of that list. And of course, whenever God says that this bird is unclean, He also has other truths for our hearts. And He tells us that every one of us is unclean in the sight of God, filthy because of our sin and our iniquity. We are vile and so unclean before God. We are just like this bird. But God can do a miracle. Just as He took away the selfishness from this little bird and made it share the bread and the meat with Elijah, God also had to take the filthiness away from this wee bird to make him of any use to Himself. And that's how it is with you and with me. We need the filthiness taken away. And only God can do it. We can't turn over a new leaf. We can't clean up our act. We can't do anything to satisfy God's righteousness. But if we let God do the work, seen in the work of Christ on the cross, then all will be well with us. That's the second thing, boys and girls. You're sitting really well. Lastly, you're going to get out early tonight. Isn't that great? Okay, lastly, back to school in the morning. That's what we know. Okay, lastly, this bird, boys and girls, was a very fearful bird. You see, like any wee bird, and some of you boys and girls are play about in the playground at school, and sometimes when you're out playing about, sometimes a little bird will drop down. Maybe you've dropped a crisp. A little bird will drop down, and if you step towards it, it'll fly away because it's afraid. And even though this raven's quite a big bird, it's still a very fearful bird. It's afraid. They're afraid of man. And you see, that's just the same as you and me. The fear of man brings a snare. But boys and girls, this bird normally by nature wouldn't go near a man called Elijah. It would be afraid. Certainly wouldn't bring him bread and meat to eat. It would be fearful. You know what these wee birds had to learn to do? They had to learn to take God at His word. They had to trust in Him and believe that all would be well. And of course it was. And that's how it is with you and me. God needs to do a work in your life. He needs to take away all your fear. He needs to take away all your anxiety, your worry about what others will say. And you need to set your eyes upon Him and come trusting and believing in Him. Take Him at His word tonight. And all will be well. What a miracle this was, wasn't it? What a change in the nature of this little bird. And you can have this change as well. Because the God that we're talking about is alive today. It's the same God as was in Elijah's day. And He wants you to come to Him for that change that He alone can do. And boys and girls, mums and dads, and with this we're nearly finished. I'm so glad today that God used the raven. I'm so glad that he didn't take a great majestic eagle to feed Elijah, because I could never compare to a bird of so much strength and power. I'm so glad that he didn't take a beautiful peacock or a beautifully colored parrot to supply Elijah's needs, because I wouldn't have the beauty of those birds. I wouldn't have the grandeur of those birds. I'm just like this bird here, and so are you. You need the Savior. You need that change. And God is willing to change you tonight. In love, he has sent his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for your sin and for mine. And all we need to do is but to simply come, take him at his word, and he will save us. You will become a new creature in Christ. That's what the verse said, wasn't it? All things will become new, and all things, oh, they'll be behind you, gone away forever. Trust that you will do that tonight. Don't leave without the Savior. Don't be foolish. You come to him and be saved. And boys and girls, the next time you go to feed the birds at the duck pond, you make sure you take plenty of bread and you take your time about it. And when you're feeding those ducks, I want you to suddenly think, have I got the change that the Lord did with those ravens? Am I saved? You can be saved tonight. If we can be of any help to you, that's what we're here for. But we just trust tonight that you will turn to the Lord while in mercy he's calling and make him your Savior. Even now, I'm going to hand our meeting back over. I want to thank the boys and girls for sitting so well tonight. And I'm going to hand back over now to Mr. McClintock, and he's going to close the meeting. And you keep listening, boys and girls, because there might be some things to be said for you that you need to listen out for. Okay? Thank you very much.